Gun chest uncut, yeah, you know that's us. Where we only speak the real and the real rock with us. Where we motivate the people and politic on success. Oh no, we ain't DJ Khaled, but they swear we the best. Gun chest uncut. Gun chest uncut. Gun chest uncut.
What's happening? It's Contrast Uncut. It's season 3, episode 48. Man, big shout outs to Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D Presents. I appreciate you, brothers. It's your host, Zylo, aka DJ Juan Dollars, like I won some money. Ladies and gentlemen, today we got an incredibly dope special guest. He's a Billboard charting recording artist, Rhea certified gold rapper, singer, songwriter, designer, and entrepreneur. He's from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. This brother has hit the scene in 2017 and quickly asserted himself to the game and gaining attention of 300 Entertainment and YSL Young Stoner Life Records. I got put on this brother record Nameless a while back in 2018, and I quickly became a fan. And this brother's been working hella hard. He got songs with some of the biggest names in the industry, you know, such as Young Thug, Lil Uzi Vert, Future, Travis Scott, Lil Baby, Roddy Ricch, Gunna, just to name a few. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, it's all good. We got all episode of Chop It Up with Trapped in Cleveland, Lil Keed. Everybody, what's happening?
What's up with you?
Man, blessings, man.
Have a show.
Bruh, I gotta let you know, time's the most finite thing we have on this earth. So I appreciate your time coming to fuck with us on this show and supporting it, man.
Nah, for sure. Thank you for having me.
100, bro. I got this quote, man. You know, let me know how this quote relates to you, or if it doesn't, the idea is to get you to talk about it.
Okay.
Bet. You look in the mirror every day, and you see the same thing. As an entertainer, you want to see something new. Andre 3000.
That's crazy. That's a hard-ass quote. That's a hard quote.
Hell yeah, shit.
I don't want to say they leave room service and shit.
All good.
But yeah,
Shit, bro, what they bringing? They bringing something good?
Yeah, don't it look like shit? Packages and shit come to the room and shit.
Okay, yeah. Now, yeah, that's not
enough. Nah, look, now say that quote one more time.
Bet. You look in the mirror every day and you see the same thing. As an entertainer, you want to see something new. Andre 3000.
He said, as an entertainer, you want to see something new. So that means basically he's saying, like, it's like, every time I go to this mirror, something got to be different about me. Next time, every time I come, got to be something different. I don't care if the hair, your fucking tattoos, anything, just something new. The new, like, just showing that you change in some type of way. That's what I took out of it.
Okay. Bet. No, that's real, bro. That's definitely how you asserted yourself in the game constantly. Keep on evolving and elevating, leveling up.
Nah, for sure.
That definitely leads me to my question. Did the game choose you or did you choose the game?
The game chose me, man. Cause I'm chosen. Came from the streets. Got down, beat the odds and shit. So, you know, I'm chosen. But, you know, you got to play the game. Have to be played, though. I'm saying, if not, yeah, game over. So,
you
keep that finesse, man. You got to keep it so you got to stay grind. You got to stay out your full weight. You got to just mind your business. You'll be good. Just handle your business.
Come on. I want to go into your first big opportunity, like your confirmation, what you would consider your first confirmation that, you know, music's what you're supposed to do with your life.
You get signed to Thug. That would change my life. He gave me a chance. That's all I needed was a chance. The rest was me. I did everything else on my own. I just needed him to just come get me.
Just put you on the platform.
Yeah, for sure. Just take me to the people I need to be talking to. and I network and do all this shit on my own.
Bruh, I gotta ask you about the highs and lows you faced so far as an artist.
Shit. Lows, like, I just hate, not like you targeted, so everything you do, everybody watching the fuck at you. So you gotta goddamn be more low key, learn how to move and shit. Just today, like, far like how to, yeah, like I said, like security wise, like, you know what I'm saying? I got calls and shit, so don't want to get noticed. You got to change your calls and shit, because not change, but like color on them shit, so everybody will get used to it and see, you know what you're driving, fucking try to follow you, you feel me, anything. So, wasn't that, like, shit, everything else cool. I mean,
what you call what the highs?
What
you call the highs?
Living that lifestyle, that rich nigga shit. That's the high right there. Going out of town, all the states and shit, having fun, turning over my family, showing them better things in life. So that's the highs for me.
Providing, for real.
Providing.
Bro, you got to lace me on Atlanta real fast. What does it mean to be trapped on Cleveland?
Trapped on Cleveland, man. This shit, like, I can't go nowhere because I'm so used to goddamn being at the store with my partner me every day, shooting dice. Just out there with holes out there, just. You know what I'm saying? Just doing shit. Like, you feel me? Just chilling with my partner all day. So, but I had to get away from him because then, you know, stuff started, the police come and all that shit. So, I'm like, that's why I didn't truck on Cleveland, because I'm trying to get away from him. But like, I can't, because I go there every day, chill. Even when I don't want to, I still make myself go. Like, I got to see what the hood doing today. Feel me? So, that's why I named truck on Cleveland.
Bro, and it's all about the attraction, because, you know, a lot of things attract well for you, but you attracted to what you like to be in comfort zone.
Yeah.
I feel it, bruh. My favorite three songs of yours, bruh, is Nameless, Dragon, and On Everything. So my question to you is, you know, what's your three favorite songs of yours?
Nameless, you know, because they got me up out here. I like Oh My God. It's one of my favorites. And it's on my new album that's dropping tonight. There's a song in there, it's called Here. It's the outro. That shit crazy. I just shot it like almost some rock star shit on that motherfucker right there, but some mosh pit type music. Excuse me. Yeah, this shit lit.
Bruh.
Yeah.
How important is having fun daily on a scale of 1 to 10?
How important it is to have fun daily?
Yes, sir.
10. A 10. You gotta make sure you got that cut. All this shit work. You feel me? It still work. Like, this is how folks go do they 9 to 5. It's like a 9 to 5, but this shit will never stop. You feel me? This shit every day. So you gotta make it fun. Like, a lot of folks don't like doing interviews. They don't wanna do interviews. But you really need to do them though. So goddamn, it really help you out with your career. So I was like that at first. Man, they tell like, Key, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. Man, I ain't doing that shit. But like, man, you gotta go do it. I'm like, man, I don't have to do shit. But I had to teach myself, like, don't be like that, because this shit could be over at any time. So you might just go on, do it, handle your business. So I try not to get it like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm training myself discipline. Just go on, knock them out, just get it out the way. So later on, it better not help me. You feel me?
So, bro, I take it that you work 18 hours a day, sleep 2 hours a day, and allow 2 hours just for communication to the loved ones.
Yes. Exactly what it is.
Come on, bro. People got to understand what looks easy is worked hard, so it looks easy.
Yeah. We make it look easy. Shit ain't easy. I'm saying, but you know, because we still humans at the end of the day. I'm saying, we still got to go through shit just like everybody else.
Come on. Key, what would you be doing if you wasn't in music?
I probably got down been balling or something. Like, I love playing basketball. Yeah, so I probably, I want no like no bad student. And, like, I just used to skip and shit, so they just suspend me and shit for skipping and shit back in high school. So, but I always played basketball though from like little over to I got older, so I would probably been playing ball. I've been doing something. I don't know. Hard to say.
Nah, fair enough. You would have chased the dream and accomplished it. If you put that much hours into being a rock star, imagine what you've done being a hoop star.
Yeah, for sure. Working.
That's it.
Working. That's all you need. Work, dedication. I mean, ambition, man. Yeah, good.
Oh, yeah. So you also got to be able to turn up at the right moments. People be fucking around and letting moments go. That's the whole point of why I have this show, bro, is because there's people in this life that have opportunities and they be afraid of success and they let that shit go. It's because maybe sometimes the way they was grown up, maybe the way they was put upon around all their folks, yeah. You know, being around the five broke folks, you feel me? You're going to be the sixth one broke. So you got to keep your mind definitely elevated. And so I have everybody come on the show and pretty much testify to what they've been through and give not a blueprint, but, you know, this is what they did to avoid potholes. And if you see this pothole, go over it.
Yeah, not for sure. But you learn, you live and you learn, man. You know what I'm saying? Life's the best teacher.
Come on. Come on. It's the equity of life.
Yeah, for sure.
So, my brother, I got to put a pause on the entertainment questions. I'm going to transition into my three segments, and we're going to keep this show rolling.
All right.
My first segment is the awareness segment. And, you know, it's about police interaction. I asked all my guests when was the last time they were pulled over and, you know, the information that they can give to somebody during the moment of getting pulled over and how to maneuver out.
Yeah, so you said that's how I pulled over?
Yeah. You ain't got to go into details, but, you know, let us know.
It's been a while. I don't fuck no police. I don't got there. I be trying to, you know, you just know when I got down, let off the fucking gas. You got to go fast all the fucking time. You got to know how to fucking drive. It's common sense. You go fast, they're going to pull you over. Like, it's fucking, it's a law. Like, but nah, last time I got pulled over, it was like some months, like long ass time ago. See, I be creeping. I be goddamn, I'm weaving through traffic the whole time. I don't goddamn, you see me? I be goddamn there trying to stay away from their ass, but there's too much shit going on with them. Stay far away from their ass as I can.
Man, no, it's important, even when you do deal with them, is to get through the situation as quickly as possible. You know, keep your hands on the steering wheel, keep the windows down, let all the windows down. If it's nighttime, keep that light on. You know, things to make it fast, quick.
I was calling, I had shit all the way up here, try to drive, looking at your phone like that. I don't know, yeah, but I do it, but shit, you got no one to put them over down. I hold them to get right real fast.
Bruh, drop that motherfucker, be here with it, here with it, boom.
Yeah, for sure.
I promise you. So, bruh, I'm going to go ahead and transition now. I got this thing called Trading Places. And, you know, it's like that Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy movie. They wake up and everything's changed. And I take two iconic lies and we swap them and we talk about it. And so today I got T.I. Trading Places with Nick Cannon.
T.I. Trading Places with Nick Cannon.
You think that'll work?
Shit, they have been famous for all this motherfucker. Wow, yeah. Yeah, we would have been with... He would have had got that tiny, and his would have had Rod Carey and shit. You know, both on being movies, both on do all type of shit, got shows and shit. So hey, it's gonna work. They both live the same type of lifestyle.
Bro, one thing different if Nick Cannon was T.I. and Tip was Nick Cannon.
What would be different?
Yo, give me one thing that you feel would be different.
The rapping. Yeah.
That's real.
cannot rap. And T, I can't eat legend. So that will be the big difference between the two. And it got down the vocabulary because his ad use a big ad words. We talk to his ad. So the way they talk, that would be the difference.
Man, I feel like it wouldn't be wilding out. It'd be something.
It wouldn't be no fucking wilding out.
It'd be extravagant and slapped or something like that. Yeah. Some hood, but something real smart before it gets good.
Yeah, sure. See, Nick Cannon has genes, though, when it comes to, like, shows and all that shit. His ass, he do his thing. I was on Wild Out, so this shit, it was great. I love it.
Hell yeah. Great experience.
No, for sure.
I got this next segment. It's called Impulse Q&A. You know, I take questions that are, like, fan-based questions and hit you with them. The idea is you got to answer three of them. You don't like the question. It's all good.
Hey, Zo. Why did they call me? What's coming?
It's all good. So, you got to answer three questions. If you don't like the question, it's all good. Just say pass. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Bet. Question number one. What is one thing that you recommend everyone tries at least once?
Smoking weed. Not because ain't nothing really wrong with smoking weed though, bro.
What's your favorite strain?
Now, I stopped smoking, but I'm saying I was smoking goddamn biscotti. Yeah, biscotti, that shit, that's tripping.
Flavors,
yeah. They're the LA weed for you, yeah.
There you go. What a bay.
Yeah, the bay, yeah, the bay. Shout out to the bay.
Shout out to Cookies. Question number two. What is one thing that you hate but you wish you loved?
I hate flying on plane. Cause I'm scared of heights, so I hate that shit. Goddamn. But I do it, I gotta do it anyway, so I just relax, don't even think about it. I don't even think about me being on plane. I just think I'm in a car. And I just driving. That I would think about. I hate being on plane, bro.
Question number three. If you were trapped in an elevator for 10 hours, what's the album that you'd be slapping to get you through them 10 hours?
You made me take a steal, bro. When I got that leave out there, got the hotel room, bro. I ain't stuck in the motherfucking elevator, boy. I hate that shit, boy. But now that I do, man, I got so many of these motherfuckers. I probably do Key Talk to Him or Long Live Mexico.
I feel it. Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna listen to myself and get through my own moments.
Yeah.
That's real. Cause you're gonna be able to go through your own glory. Man, that's the realest answer I've ever got.
Nah, for sure.
All right, bro. I got a bonus question just because you went through that shit so easy. It's dedicated to all my hustlers. If you was trapped in a third world country and you had to sell one item to get back to America, what item you selling?
Yeah. Can't sell no damn weave over there. But long as I have a chip. But not a, it probably be clothes or something.
I feel it. Now, I like the Crooks and Castle collab that you did.
I appreciate it.
Salute. Bro, you survived my three segments. You know, as a reward, let's promote. Let's talk about what's going on. You know, at midnight, we got Trapped on Cleveland 3 drops. You know, She Knows, featuring Lil Baby, the single is out. Man, let's run it up. Let's chop it up. Let's get everybody on to what you on.
Hey, man, yes, that Trapped on Cleveland 3 is dropping tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been working on this mode for like 9 months, then a year. So, and I redid it because I wasn't feeling the vibe of the first one I did. How I had a track list or whatever, so I wanted to go. I went back and did like 30 more songs. I had a new song, all these songs that's already new. Ain't nothing old, all this shit new. And I made them inside my house, inside, I got a studio in my house. So goddamn, I made it inside of there. AC was going out and shit, was hot of that motherfucker, but I still got down, came out with this beautiful project. You know what I'm saying? It's telling my story. And like where I come from and where I'm trying to go.
The crazy part is that you, my brother, you're successful. I know you can be greater and you will be greater, but the intriguing, like the most exciting part, bro, is you went through the struggle to put this project together. He said the AC went out and they ain't stopped me. I took it like I was back in the day and I ain't had nothing.
Yeah.
No, I can't wait, bro. Out. I'm in Cali, so I'm gonna get it at 9 p.m. Everybody,
okay, bet.
You feel me? We gonna be.
Y'all three behind us.
Yeah. We just stay up a little later. Y'all get up before us. Y'all see the money before, but we get the money a little later. That's all.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So, bro, if you notice my show, it's unique. It's different. I try to do stuff like them other guys, like segments, but I don't do segments like them other guys. And it's like, how do I end my show and keep that same energy? And my viewer knows it's coming. I'm going to hit you with it. You got any questions for me?
Shit. Yeah, nah. Is you ready for the motherfucking album drop? That's the only question I got. Hey, did you pre-save the motherfucker?
Hell yeah. Nah, as my daughter broke into the room, Brad just reminded me, I got to say hi, baby.
Hey.
It just reminded me, bruh, that you a dedicated father as well, bruh. And I got to make sure I give you your flowers, brother, and make sure I salute you, bruh, because it's not easy being in the industry and maintaining that time, because, you know, kids don't understand love, M-O-N-E-Y. They understand T-I-M-E.
Yeah, not for sure. Not for sure. Though I make sure I be there for, make sure, you know what I'm saying? I got another one on the way now, so, hey, man.
Congratulations.
Family, man.
Hell yeah, nah, congratulations. I got a son and a daughter, and that's enough for me.
That's a little girl. I got my little girl. I just want my son. I'm good. Got some basketball games, football games, shit. I'm good.
Happy for you on everything. Bruh, sure. I appreciate you, bruh. It's Contracts Uncut. It's season 3, episode 48. And big shout outs to Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D Presents. I appreciate you, brothers. I wouldn't be able to do incredibly dope shit like an interview Little Keed and talk about his history and, you know, going to some of these gems and diamonds of just elevation that this brother has been able to do. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you coming on here.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, what's going on? It's your boy, Little Keed. Yeah, you know I'm rocking with Contracts Uncut, man. Shout out Snoop Dogg. Shout out Bobby D. It's number love, you dig.
Nigga, this ain't what you want. Can I kick it when I'm rhyming? Be a legend through Ebonics. Was a sticker boy. Felt like sticky fingers played at Onyx. Can I live track 8? Feel like Jigga 96. Without a reasonable doubt, the album turned me into this. Should be always had dreams of being money making Mitch. Without jewelry on, hit a jail pose, take a flick. Feel like Pac and keep your head up. Biggie shooting juice. Coach is still alive, just let me prove. King, nigga.
Everything that chills you. Baby, I salute you.
Right there you go. Another episode of Contracts Uncut. Make sure if you enjoyed it, you leave a comment below. You hit some like buttons. You hit some subscribe. You go ahead and hit share if you want to. Say something nice or say something you don't want to say at all. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Comment below.